War, guns, world hunger. These can all be considered to be the greatest problems of the 21st century. However, what I believe to be the greatest and most destructive problem Americans face today is incarceration of African Americans. Black citizens face prejudice and laws in the process of arrest, leading to a higher amount of African Americans in prison. This unfair process of incarceration causes African Americans to lose important civil rights, making it difficult to assimilate back into society after prison. I had the idea to research this topic from seeing the great amount of black citizens being arrested and sent to jail and wondering to myself, what effects does this process have for African Americans, as well as America as a whole? I was able to see from my research that African Americans face a much tougher judiciary system than their white counterpart. There are laws that are much stricter that involve drugs used predominantly by black citizens, opposed to laws about drugs used by wealthy white people that are much more lenient. The arrests pertaining to black people are much more intrusive and forceful. This leads to 30 unarmed black people being shot and killed in 2015, and we still have a month more to go. While in prison, African Americans lose social capital, which is the ability to communicate and network with others, as well as human capital, which is experience one earns through education and work. By lacking these two types of capital when released to prison, ex-inmates have to sometimes resort back to crime in order to make money. This can lead to a perpetual cycle of black incarceration, which affects other family members as well. When sent to jail, African American citizens lose the ability to vote. This is a major problem because a good portion of African American democracy is lost and unaccounted for. So, what we can do as Americans who advocate for democracy is bring awareness to the racism in the judiciary system and let Congress know that it is wrong to have prejudice in laws. So next time you're under a voting ballot, check off the box next to the name who promises reform and change to a failing system before it is too late.